every Green Diva needs a sidekick. At the Green Divas radio show, they're called Green Dudes. Time now for a deeper shade of green from a guy's perspective.
Yay! We are having a chat today with Rolly Montpellier. I don't know, I'm sure I didn't say it with my best French accent, but I'm trying. I'm really trying. Who is a climate activist, a blogger. He's a climate reality leader. He publishes boomerwarrior.org, which is a fabulous blog, and he's a grandfather. Hi, Rolly.
Hi, Meg. It's really nice to meet you and finally talk to you, well, not in person, but certainly on the phone.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a step in the right direction.
It is, indeed.
So tell me, you know, how you came to be a climate activist, and then mm-hmm. you'll tell me a bit about Boomer Warrior.
Well, it's a rather interesting story, and I'm sure that my story is not unique. It's probably happened to thousands of other people. But, you know, when I was in my 30s and 40s and busily making a living and putting kids through school and paying the mortgage and doing all those things that daily life throws at you, I didn't get very involved in things like climate or global warming. I guess, you know, intuitively, I knew that we were doing some things wrong, of course. But I figured at some point in time, I'll have to get back to those issues. And that's not very different from a lot of our 30s, 30-somethings and 40-somethings today. They are so wrapped up in their daily lives that they don't really stop to think very far down the road.
Right.
And for me, the change occurred when I retired, and especially when my grandchildren were born. As I say, I knew we were harming or probably destroying our planet, but I figured somebody will find the solution, or, you know, we have...
Right, somebody else will do it.
Well, yeah, we that's why we elect governments. there are all kinds of environmental groups. And you know, what can one person do? So, but when they were born, it was a real eye-opener for me, because then I knew, I just knew that I had to do something about it. And I wrote a piece, a blog article on that not that long ago, And the title of the piece was, What Did You Do Once You Knew? And that's the question, right?
Yeah. Like,
what do you do once you know?
Yeah, yeah, you can't unknow it anymore.
You cannot know it anymore, and you can't not do something. So that's how I came to start my blog and get some training through the Climate Reality Project, which is an Al Gore initiative in Chicago last summer. And I've been writing, and I've joined the Citizens Climate Lobby. I'm involved with 350.org.
Yeah.
I write letters to the editor. I've been published in several online articles as well as newspapers. So this has become my life and my passion, Meg.
Well, aren't we lucky that, you know, you're out there? I have loved seeing, you know, some of your work out there, and I'm glad, because I think we're going to benefit from from some of this. I think you'll be sharing with the Green Divas. And, of course, as a grandparent, mm-hmm. I love the perspective you bring to it, because I think, you know, sometimes people say – and before I was a grandparent, I would say things like, well, sustainability means that, you know, I'm leaving the planet better for my children and my grandchildren. But when you actually have grandchildren, it suddenly becomes like, oh, my gosh, I really have to step up and do something.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's the thing, right? I mean, the covenant has always been that you leave the planet in better condition, or at least no worse off than when you arrived.
Right.
And maybe we're the first generation that where this is not true anymore. I don't think I will be leaving the planet in better shape than when I found it. And so at first, when I became involved as a climate activist, it was really out of guilt. it really was.
Whatever works, man.
Well, yeah, but now it's more out of I do it because I see that there's hope and you're a grandmother, you were saying, and you know how much joy and pleasure your grandchildren can bring. So that's the real positive side. But the flip side of that is that then there comes the accountability and the responsibility.
Yeah.
And then that's where you're involved in what you're doing and I'm involved in what I'm doing.
Right, right. And how cool is it that we can, I mean, my kids do care about the environment. In fact, I have one daughter that's really an activist. She's like, Mommy, will you march on Monsanto with me? And I'm like, cool. I brought this kid up right, you know. But somehow, you know, making sure that this next generation, because, of course, kids sometimes will listen to their grandparents in a way that they don't necessarily listen to their parents right away.
That's a good point.
Or they learn in a way because, you know, they're not just automatically rejecting it because mom's saying it. And so if Yaya, that's my granny handle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if Yaya's...
And kids nowadays are so smart. I mean, they are exposed to a lot. The trick, though, the trick with young children is to be able to talk to them about the planet and climate change without alarming them. Because, that's kind of that's fairly delicate. There are a lot of sensitivities around that.
Well, I think that's an important point because, I mean, you could really, you can terrorize an adult.
Well, that's true.
Fairly easily. And that's one of the things that Green Divas strive, what we try to do is to have a sort of low stress, no guilt approach, you know, and not just beat people with terrifying statistics, but to say like, yep, there's a problem here and we're going to try to find a solution together and we all make a difference, that kind of positive message.
Well, exactly. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do with some of the articles I'm writing on my blog. I mean, I write about, putting a price on carbon in a positive way.
Right.
I've written an article about carbon fee and dividend, and this is a pricing mechanism it's like a tax on carbon, but it's one where, and it's supported fairly broadly now in the United States, to a lesser degree in Canada, because we have a prime minister who's a bit of a fossil in many ways.
I could hear you searching.
I'm not sure if you're supposed to get if you can get political on.
Oh, absolutely! I could hear you searching for a diplomatic term. Thank you. That was funny.
But our government in Canada is so focused on tar sands development I believe we're foregoing a lot of opportunities in the green energy sector. But that can be the object of another radio piece.
Oh yeah.
At any time. But what's come out with carbon now is the RIMI study, which is the Regional Economic Models Inc., I believe.
Yeah.
And that came out about a month ago in the States, and it's gaining some pretty broad support, even conservatives in the U.S. are in favor of it to a large degree because it's a tax that would be or a fee that would be returned to households as direct payments. And so the findings of this study are quite interesting.
People
and,
like that.
You as know, I said, gaining support.
It's funny because people really are so driven initially. Many people, I'm not going to say everybody, let's not generalize, but many people, if you tell them this will save you money, or you will get money as a result. They're like, okay, I like it, you know. But
Well, you know, it's sometimes I say, you know, you do things for the wrong reason, but as long as you do it, that's the main thing.
Whatever gets you in,
if you can put revenue back in people's pocketbook, and at the same time you're reducing emissions and you're starting to move towards a lower carbon world. It's all good. It's all good.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to say, well, it's all good. It's all getting in the... It's like people who complain... I'm going to rant for a tiny second. People who complain that Walmart, you know, why are there organics in Walmart? It's a terrible thing. And I'm like, not really. I mean, it's not perfect. Walmart is not perfect. But at the same time, when they start to set these standards... it makes a difference in major productions and... Again, it's not, factory farming or whatever is not perfect. If they are starting to produce in a little bit more sustainable and organic, you know, through organics, then go for it. I mean, you know, and it's exposing people that otherwise might not be thinking about these things.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I think we're, I really think we're on the cusp of a third industrial revolution. You can read about the coal revolution and what that did back in the 1800s. And then came oil. But now with renewable energy, especially solar, solar's enjoying such a tremendous growth this year.
Good.
And combine that with the new technologies and internet-like distribution of energy. I think we're on the cusp of the third industrial revolution, and I read an interesting book about that not too long ago, and so I'm very optimistic. As I said a while ago, my initial involvement with climate activism was out of guilt, but now it's more about I feel a bit of momentum, kind of been re-energized in the last 6 months.
Yep.
Especially with Obama coming out on. Maybe a little bit late in the process, but at least coming out with a lot of interesting initiatives and setting the tempo for what's going to happen in Lima this year.
Yep.
And going into Paris 2015 to carve for an agreement on emissions that will replace Kyoto. Those are crucial international meetings that. Many experts say is our last chance to bring this under control.
Well, we got to wrap up now, Rolly, but I'm really looking forward to having you back. And when you're down in the New York area, you must come to the studio and play.
I would love that.
And in the meantime, folks, you really need to go to boomerwarrior.org. Is there an S?
Correct.
Okay, boomerwarrior.org. And thank you so much, Rolly, and we'll talk to you soon. I'm sure there'll be a post. I think you were going to do a post for us, am I correct?
I will. I will write a post about our interview today.
Cool.
And before we end, I want to thank you, actually, for inviting me to be on your show today. And congratulations on the success of your show. I've listened to many episodes, and I like this kind of the kind of dialogue you have with your guests. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, thanks so much. We'll talk soon.
Want more information on this Green Dude segment and other ideas for low-stress green living? Go to thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.